Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Morning. I can't hear me.
Hello.
Turn me up. I can't hear me.
Here we go. How you doing? Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, here we go.
It's Wednesday. You said, well.
Well, you know what? Well, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. So, good morning, everybody. It is the 5th of April, 2023, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Healing starts here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning,
well,
Liam.
Hi, gosh, you know, good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
I tried to put a little drama in it. You know, it's brought to you and all that, but how about some drama? And so that's what you got. It may not have been good drama, but it is drama. So how are you today, buddy?
I'm good.
Okay. So what day is it today?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's this one is drama. National Read a Roadmap Day.
Ooh.
I was trying to do that.
Yeah, okay. We love reading.
I never got to experience that.
Oh, no.
I don't think I would want to.
Oh, no. Absolutely. It's wonderful.
That's the test. That's the ultimate test of a relationship.
I see, because you're the generation that everything is an iPhone. But, buddy,
what if you don't have a signal?
If you don't have a signal.
I'm smart.
Yeah,
well,
I have an outstanding sense of direction. I can use the sun and the stars.
Well, you can say that, but
you have no idea what I'm capable of.
Well, that's all right that you can do the sun and the stars,
so like,
but that doesn't mean that every highway and every side road that makes sense. You know, I mean, when you are looking at a map, which is a visual, I don't know about you, I need a visual. So when we were traveling last year to Albuquerque, I mean, there's all these little side roads, and you think, okay, now I can maybe take 20 over the mountain pass to go to. But if you've ever done that before, and you see that there's different colors of what the roads are, and if you follow one, I don't particularly know if it's like the gray one or whatever, and it turns out to be like, oh, well, that's a dirt road. So when you're on your GPS, which you have followed before to go to Pahrump.
It took us through Yellowstone National Park.
It took you through a place that ended up going into a dirt road.
The GPS isn't your friend.
Well, people died, like, all the time driving their GPS, like,
yeah,
into rivers and...
Yeah.
So, I mean,
survival of the fittest, I guess.
Okay. So you're saying I can blindfold you. I can twirl you around 100 times, take off the blindfold after we've driven for 6 hours, and you can find your way home.
If I have been to the place.
Okay.
And if I have like that point of like
reference,
I think I could figure it out.
So you have excellent situational awareness.
You can take any road and figure out your way, how to get back to where you're going, just by taking roads that like lead in that direction.
Mm. Okay, so you
except dead ends.
Except
dead ends. Or dirt roads that go through trees.
We went through a dirt road that was through Croatia.
Oh, and we were following a GPS.
Followed a GPS, and GPS showed it was a road, but it wasn't a road. We were going over rocks, and the further I drove into the area, the quieter Linda's parents became.
Yeah.
Until finally they stopped talking totally, because her dad says, "I have not even seen an animal." And I said, well, this was the scene of some pretty heavy fighting and mining up here. You know, they were mining the roads and all that. And that was it. I didn't hear another thing from any of them after that, even though I knew that wasn't necessarily true.
Drive over a landmine any minute now.
However, that GPS took me and it said, all of a sudden it said, 100 yards turn right on the main road. And 100 yards away, sure enough, there was the main road and there was the ocean. So, but you could have done it with, knowing how to read a map is important. That's it.
It is.
Because it is a backup. And if you go up, and if you're in the hiking and mountain bike riding and all that,
yeah,
you know, the GPS, I'll look at the GPS trail, like say the Pacific Crest Trail, and it does show elevation. You know, like on one side it's like a sheer drop and the other one it's not.
Yeah.
However, there's parts of the roads that go into it. It doesn't tell you anything. And how do you get down into those areas? But just having that as a backup skill is, I think, important. And plus,
right.
plus it makes you feel better. Okay, what's the weather look
All
like?
All right, good. Let's get
Are
to
we
that.
Are we still having weather?
Mostly sunny, then slight chance of showers with a high of 61, and then a slight chance of showers tonight, about 20%. Overnight lows of 43. Thursday calls for a chance of showers with a high of 59. Well, this takes my little yummy away a little bit, because I could think, oh, it's so beautiful. It's going to be, you know, parents are coming up. It's going to be Easter weekend. Okay, Thursday night, 100% chance of showers. Overnight lows of 48, highs of Friday of 50% chance of showers, a high of 57, overnight lows of 51. Saturday, again, 50% chance of showers with a high of 60 Saturday night, and then Sunday chance of showers of 64.
What are the lows? Those nights?
60, let's see, overnight lows on Sunday night will be 50.
Okay, so.
We're down in the 30s. Yeah. No, we're not down in the 30s.
We're not in the blanky weather.
Blanky weather for the horse, but no. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This is a business located in Anderson. It's veteran owned, where they give senior and veteran discounts. I know some people are worried about the price of propane. They think, oh my God. But I would say with the senior and veteran discounts, please do give them a call at 365-3794.
They have.
Why do I keep adding that other digit?
365-3793.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know why you did that.
I think that's their business number. Their other
Linda,
number.
The story I'm talking
three.
About. Three. There you go. Now, about that. OPEC is cutting back on oil production. So stand by in the next few weeks. Thank goodness most of the winter is over. And here in Reading, we can never tell. Went out yesterday to visit Odina the Wonder Horse, and she's laying down, just flat out, head on the ground. And after the last 4 months, I'm thinking, did you eat something, or is there something wrong here? And then I noticed another horse in the turnout next to her. He was down, but he was kind of sitting up, but he was, you know, laying down. And the third horse's head was, he was standing up, but his head was just like almost to the ground asleep. So she let me get all the way down practically to her before she raised her head up and looked at me. She lowered herself to look at me.
It's been a long time since they've been able to lay out and enjoy the heat on their bodies. Oh, yeah. It's so healthy.
Some of the comments, I posted it on Facebook, and some of the comments were, my horses are out there laying down.
With the dogs.
With the dogs and the geese and the sheep. And
everybody's soaking it up.
Everybody's laying down today.
They're just feeling like, wait a minute. Couple things before we take a break, and then let's see, we've got a couple minutes here. You went to the city council meeting last night, and so I just want to do a shout out, because I know at this stage in my life and the stage in our lives, I so much appreciate people who get up and have to be at work, take the kids here, go to that meeting, go to this meeting, whatever they're doing all day long, and then go to a meeting at nighttime, that is for our city. Because this is like, you know, now you're pouring in 15, 16, 17, 18 hour days. And I also think about, you know, the rodeo is coming up, so I know we've got meetings every night this week, show on Thursday night where I've got, you know, I'm highlighting the gals that are putting on Chicks and Chaps, which is really an important event that happens during the rodeo. So we're just coming into Cool April Nights, Red Bluff Roundup, the rodeo. These are like major events that happen in our community we're involved with, and we all know that you like to attend as well, that are big revenue boosters for our counties. So I just want to just shout out to anybody who does the extracurricular things that, like, to be involved in. Your voice does matter. And so after the break, let's talk a little bit about what happened at the city council meeting last night.
It was an interesting meeting, and I actually think that this can, this project can go forward with certain things happening. Anyway, but we'll talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. BNT Satellite is your local dish retailer. Why call the 800 number? You shouldn't. You should call your local retailer, BNT Satellite, who's been in the business for over 30 years, Doug Tooley, and let him give you the best deals. Also, you're staying local. The money stays local. And, you know, it means jobs. It means better service because BNT Satellite gives just it's if there's anything about Dish and these different things that happen with Dish, if anybody knows more, somebody has to show me it because Doug Tooley's been doing it a long time. He's doing a great job. So give him a call at 530-241-DISH. That's 530-241-3474. It's a veteran-owned business. It's a local business. Don't call the 800 number. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at coolaprilnights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to coolaprilnights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico. Rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome back to Wednesday here. Oh my gosh, it's the 5th. April 5th here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio and KCNR1460.com. We are going to have a little bit of a wet week ahead of us. And there is a frost advisory right now. Am I reading that? Gosh, this is Redding, California. It feels like it's beautiful outside. I didn't even wear a heavy coat today. First time in a long time.
So last night at the Redding City Council, it has an impact. They want to do a CEQA and the environmental study. They've gotten money and a grant down at the rodeo grounds. For the boat ramp, to widen the boat ramp, fix the bathroom, which is in deplorable. Everybody agrees. Deplorable conditions. Now, here's the thing is, but the swath of land it takes to do this, it has to be a certain amount of land. And so to do that, they had to include property that's already leased to the Redding Rodeo Association for this plan. So it's kind of like, well, we have to agree to this while we have this lease. And that was some of the things. A lot of the fishing community showed up. A lot of them I knew. Bertha Mitchell's boys were there. Son was there from the fly shop. He's the operations guy. The guy that handles all the Brian, the one that handles all the fishermen coming in, all this. Plus, heartfelt thoughts from fly fishermen. And what we got was, we don't want to hurt the rodeo, but we've got to find. But this thing does need to be fixed. And so the question is, what do you do with it? The guy that puts this together, it's obviously he's worked hard on it, and he's very pro boat ramp. A couple of things he said last night showed a total ignorance of conditions, ignorance of conditions down there. They said, well, you'll have plenty of parking and plenty of places for the horses. We're going to put in all this parking there. Well, it's asphalt parking. And people with $100,000 horses don't like offloading their horses in asphalt and walking across. There's accidents happen.
Mm.
That's a problem. Another part is they want to essentially cut. Hey, you can just move your warm-up arena over. Well, we don't have the room to do that. So they want to cut that in half. And that's where people warm up their horses, these expensive horses, before they go out into the arena and compete, plus the alley where everybody comes down, all the flag girls, all the trucks for coming out. That's going to be blocked off. So now the fly fishermen in the rodeo association was sitting around talking last night how to do it. The other thing the man said is, it's only a very small percentage of that leased. It's a very small percentage, and he gave it. How could that be a problem? Kind of gave that kind of thought. He didn't say that. That's how he said it. It was just a very small percentage. Well, your testicles are just a small percentage of your body. But if they're removed, it has an impact. And so if...
Did you say that?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Okay. I don't know. You're saying it on the radio, so why wouldn't you...
But that's it. And I didn't get up and speak because, there's other rodeo people who do that, been there a lot longer than me. But here's the thing, is can it be worked out? Yes, probably. But the other thing he said was, we have to do this, and their lease is up in 2026 when a lot of this stuff is happening. And when he said that, my antenna went straight up. The ruff on my neck went up when you say something like that out loud. Now, all of the... they didn't say it out loud, but Barry Tippin said, he says, nobody wants to do with rodeo. Everybody supports the rodeo. We've just, we can find a way of working this out. So we'll see what happens. There's been no construction funds put forward, and you got to see the plan and all this, and I'm sure there's going to be some give and take, but we'll see. We're going to be watching. All right.
That's what happened last night.
Yeah. Well, there was other things, too, but not that didn't concern me.
All right.
Or the Rodeo Association. They gave out really nice awards to UPREP middle school and high school because they won the science competition in Northern
fabulous.
California. And they are on their way.
That is so cool.
They are on their way to Washington, D.C.
They've done
compete.
Very well yes. in this before.
Yeah.
We've had them on.
Nick, good morning.
Hey, morning, Carl. Listen, I think the Cowboys are being kind of greedy. They could move to Cottonwood. We could pave that whole damn thing down there, put in pickleball courts, put in tennis courts. People could come in bicycles. It would be a green venue. I think that that's what ought to happen. I just wanted to share that with you.
Nick, do you play pickleball?
No, I've never seen it played, but it's a big sport. I think the city of Reading, in seriously now, should put in pickleball courts down there at South City Park and encourage a whole bunch of tournaments from Northern California and Southern Oregon to come down and play. Those old people that play that have money. They'd be in the center court.
Well, they
of
are
Reading.
They are putting pickle courts in there.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about a bunch of them in tournaments.
Well, man, just kind of, and then we could have, yeah, okay. Thanks, Nick.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
All right. So, you know, we do encourage your calls to come in.
Yeah. Trump.
All right. You want to go on there.
Trump,
okay.
Trump made a speech last night refuting the charges. I listened to some shows last night, yeah, which I ordinarily don't do. But the whole thing that I'm getting from even the Washington Post and others, this is weak. This whole thing is weak. And what exactly is he being charged with? I mean, these are all misdemeanors. That these 34 counts. That is there some kind of plan that he ties this together? Well, he did not say it yesterday, and. Of course, the left is, you know, dancing around, smiling. It'll take 2 weeks. If they died today, it would take 2 weeks for a far-left liberal who thinks that Trump is the devil to wipe the smile off his face before he got buried. So,
just ask the late-night talk show host, right? All right, so that's what I was going to be talking about here with five things you need to know. First one was about in a historic court appearance, Trump pleaded not guilty to 34 felony criminal charges of falsifying business records in a Manhattan criminal court. So we know the next in-person hearing is scheduled for December 4th.
And why does it take till December 4th to find out what the charges really – I mean, this was the indictment charge. They are going after a dismissal by saying – wait a minute, selective prosecution, these have all been looked at by federals. See, all of these are state crimes, not federal crimes. So is he tying it into some federal crime? And if he is, why haven't the feds charged him before? They've all looked at it for several years. Okay, go on.
Number two, Wisconsin. Liberals will win control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, flipping majority control in Democrats' favor in what has been regarded as possibly the most consequential election of 2023.
Okay.
The battle also became the nation's most expensive judicial race on record, with about $30 million spent on advertisements alone. Conservatives currently hold a 4-3 majority in the court, but the retirement of conservative justice Patience Rogensack put the majority at stake. Number three, abortion. Florida State Senate this week passed a 6-week abortion ban, igniting protests at the state capitol that resulted in several arrests. The bill, which still needs to pass the state's Republican-led House, comes 1 year after Governor Ron DeSantis signed a 15-week ban into law. Number four, SUV recall. Volkswagen is recalling 143,000 of its Altas SUVs due to a, quote, sporadic issue detected in some passenger side airbags that can switch the sensor off under certain conditions. Until the issue can be corrected, VW is advising owners to avoid letting people ride in the passenger seat.
Well, I think it's better than having one that just deploys for no reason while you're driving down the road.
And finally, Buckingham Palace released King Charles' coronation invitation on Tuesday, in which his wife was titled the Queen Camilla for the first time. The intricate invitation was headed with the text, "The Coronation of the Majesties, King Charles III and Queen Camilla."
Was Meghan and Harry invited?
I
heard they weren't invited. Which is going to be tough for them, because then they could have gone and then had another book they could have written about how bad they were being treated.
It said the White House confirmed that Joe Biden will be skipping the coronation, but First Lady Jill Biden will attend on behalf of the U.S.
Well, he can't travel that long. They're afraid for him to fly over 4 hours.
Okay,
that was just a stupid joke. I didn't mean it.
There's a John Wick spinoff film set for the summer of 2024, the action-packed movie Ballerina, featuring Ana de Armas and Keanu Reeves, is in the works.
A spinoff?
Mm-hmm.
His John Wick series has just been astonishingly lucrative for that man. And I thought it cost a lot more money to make, but it doesn't. I mean, $125 million, I mean, that's not sneezing around money. But, yeah, anyway, hey, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. We do business at Cornerstone Community Bank. We have no problems. People are very pleasant. You know, it's you kind of feel like it's the Cheers of banks. When you go in, they know your name. They've got 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 on California Street, the other one in the Cobblestone Shopping Center on Hartnell, and, of course, their newest branch down in Anderson. For 16 years, they've been moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. All right, we're going to take a break. We're coming back with Scott Borg from the Redding chapter of Safari Club International.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Spring is a great time to come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and try your luck in the $70,000 Sea-Doo Spring Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, and other instant prizes. Join us for weekly drawings every Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on March 28th and April 25th for your chance to win a brand new Sea-Doo Spark or Sea-Doo Switch. For all the details, download the Wind River app or...
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can call it, you can skip it, you can... Stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the cool and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Turtle Bay's 31st Annual Spring Plant Sale features heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, trees, California natives, and much more, specializing in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The 30% off members-only sale is Friday, April 7th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and the 20% off public sale is Saturday, April 8th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Turtle Bay's McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens Nursery. Turtle Bay's Spring Plant Sale. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
All right.
Welcome back.
All right. Good morning. It's currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios of KTNR. Welcome back.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff, I know you listen to the show. I'm getting that truck down there because I got a little chip that's starting to worry me. And the only guy I'd ever trust on my windshield is Jeff Horst over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's going to fix that little devil. You're not going to be very difficult to see. And he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. And he's fixed cracks in my windshield and other things. And never had a problem. Still got the same windshield that was on the truck in 2006. Don't fool around with your family safety. Let Jeff take a look at your windshield. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis. Car, truck, RV with the big windshields, he can fix them all. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is located at 3208 South Market Street. You can give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. And it's a veteran-owned business. It's a locally-owned business. Let's support our local businesses. We're here with Scott Borg, who is the president of the Redding chapter of Safari Club International.
Good morning.
And we're getting ready to have our 29th annual banquet.
Yes, coming up, and we are set. We have we're finalizing the hunts. We have all the silent auctions, all the raffle items, all the auction items, and we are set for a party.
How did you let's talk a little bit about you, Scott, because we've been here for, what, 16 years in the Reading area, and we've love your Safari Club International. We love that you do a lot of not only hunts, but how did you get involved?
I started in 99 and wanted to work on hunters' rights and conservation, and found that SEI was the leader in that. So that's how I got involved.
Well, myself not being a hunter, I really, myself, I mean...
You bagged me.
I'm around a lot of people who do hunt, you know, different kinds of hunts. But, I mean, the conservation part of Safari Club International, can you expound a little bit on the conservation aspect of it?
Yes, it helps to keep animals in balance. Like in British Columbia, I went up there. Moose population was down to 30% due to proliferation of grizzlies and mostly wolves. So, in fact, when I was there, somebody took a wolf that weighed 225 pounds. You get a few of them together, yes, they can take down a moose. So it's trying to keep things in balance.
But they're also looking at the lands and the areas that they are to help put in conservation spots for them so that they can have we can have animals in the future.
Yes.
In a balance.
Yes. And if they need to, they'll move some into an area to try and get that population up.
Okay. Now, you all have great hunts. You've got such great things there. I can't say everybody, but almost everybody walks away from the SCI having won something.
Yeah. The value of our items in the raffle items are a minimum of $75 to $100. So you're not walking away with just a DVD or something small like that.
Yeah.
We make it worth your while.
Now, there's a number of firearms that are also raffled off and auctioned off.
Yeah, we gave more than 40 guns away last year.
I know, we love it. So,
but so much more. I mean, there's a lot
so
of information.
Let's just talk about
the event. We, you know, again, you can meet people here if you're interested in the, you know, in geese and ducks and, I mean, any kind of
fishing
thing that, with our wildlife, you're going to get to meet people here on the conservational aspect of it, as well as people guiding hunts. People have been doing this for years, and they gather for this particular banquet. So I know you guys are being guys right now, but let's get into some more thick of the meat and the potatoes of it.
Yeah, we're having a
little elk
tri-tip. Hmm?
Yeah. All right.
let's get into the elk steak here. Now, Scott, putting something like this on, as we know, Sheila and Larry were big movers on this.
Yeah.
But they aged out, as they said. They said it. They aged out. And then you took over. You've been in the association. I think it's a great choice. And you know everything about everything that's going on with this. There's Safari Club International is a worldwide organization,
mm-hmm.
and they have a big convention. I guess
yes.
Is that the right
Nashville.
Word? Convention.
And they have a big footprint across the world. They in all continents. They're there. They're working in all places to on the conservation effort. So.
And people need to realize that it's the hunters and fishermen license fees that pay for a whole lot of what happens in our states and in our nations. That there is a fund that for everybody that buys a gun, you probably know what the name of that is, I don't, that, you know, that goes to hunting and fishing.
Yeah.
From every firearm that's sold, percentage of that goes to that one organization.
Yes, and yeah, we're working worldwide. The part of our funds go to definitely on the conservation side. So I mean, the hunting and fishing guides. We are going to have fishing trips at the event. For the ladies, we have jewelry. We have furs this year. So we have 8 fur jackets, several fur hats, art for art lovers, both in the silent and live auction. We try to spread it out so everybody has fun.
Okay, the banquet's going to be Saturday, April 29th, at the Wind River Event Center. Now, this is I emcee the event, and I really, really like this event, because it does get a lot of people together. But the other things I like is, scholarships. The fact that every child in there, you know, and they starting from age. I think one of them brought a baby up one time.
Yeah.
And am I right?
Yeah, we're
trying to get away from babies. Not for guns, no. Not for guns, my friends. Mm-hmm. This is for things like fishing poles and great outdoor stuff. So every kid walks away practically with something from up there, and everybody gets a swag bag.
Yes.
And so if you have kids, it's okay to bring them. Maybe not babies. But it's really cute watching that. And then the FFA or the, you know, Future Farmers of America, they're in there because are they going to be there this year or a group like them?
A group like them. It looks like the track team at Foothills is going to be chipping in to help out, and then we help support them and in response.
Now, are they going to be stamping the tickets?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
God bless them,
yeah.
Because they sit out there and it's free. But what you do is you kind of like tip them, and that goes in to help support the track team.
Yes,
we've got a couple tickets to give away on the 29th.
Let me tell you, this is a good event. It is a fun event. So I mean,
you find out a lot about the Reading and outlying areas as well, and this not just goes local, but there's some world hunts that happen on this particular and photographic safaris as well. So there's just a lot of information. Okay, so give us a call at 605-4567, and you are going to win 2 tickets to join us April 29th at Wind River for the Safari Club International.
Okay, other things you got?
We've things that we do. We've got a $1,000 scholarship that we give away. We have a safari wish, kind of a make-a-wish thing. We've had children that are passing away that get to make a wish and come through. We've got the Century Safari trailer that is full of mounts that kids can touch, disabled hunt program, veteran hunter program, American Wilderness Leadership School, where we take actually people from middle of the road that don't know anything about hunting, good or bad, and so we give them a viewpoint from our side.
You got to get in, and the younger we can get them, the better.
Yes.
Congratulations. Is it Brian?
It is.
Oh, Brian.
Brian just called in. Are
you calling for the tickets?
I am calling for the
Okay.
Oh.
Well, have you been to this event before?
Not to this one, no. I've been to the Mule Deer Foundation.
Uh-huh.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I think you're going to really enjoy this event. We hope to meet you. Come up and introduce yourself because we want to get your take.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Come by the station. We've got the certificate for you. And we'll see you there.
And go Rodeo Association. Keep that rodeo going.
Oh, well, you know what?
Thank
you. There's certain things that Reading needs. I think
this is one of them.
This is one of them. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you.
And the Safari Club.
And the Safari Club. Okay. Thanks a lot, Brian. Okay,
right.
And we'll see you sometime here before then. Okay, that certificate, when you get it, Brian, is you have to give Scott a call, and he'll arrange that.
For the tickets, yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
Okay, other things you got, buddy?
As far as the hunts, we've got one different one. We've got a spring bear hunt that came up that we've got. We've got some new people involved, so they connected us with a couple fishing trips that we haven't seen. We have a cow elk hunt in Utah. Actually, my son went on that. I was there with him. We were hunting in just before Christmas. A little nippy. It was 19 degrees
now,
minus 19.
This is the hunt that I've talked to you about, honey, because you're hunting on people's property there.
Yeah.
And it is a cow elk.
Yeah.
And it's part of the conservation is you have to thin the herds out on these areas.
Exactly.
But I've thought about that would be a good hunt to go on.
It was.
Did you have a good time?
9:35 in the morning, he had an elk down. But if they didn't, they'd have to just go out. You know, if the hunters didn't get them, they have to thin out the herds, and they'll have people come out and just lower the numbers anyway. So it's a win for everybody.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back and finish this up. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is no cost to the people who are into this program. It's done by grants. And its mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disability. For more information, call PSA2 Area on Agency at 530-842-1687. That's the PSA2 Area Agency on Aging Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. We'll be right back.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Don't try to take the
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to our Wednesday edition here at KCNR. Good morning, Carl and Linda Bott here, and our program is Free Fire Radio. This is also streaming on KCNR1460.com. And I just want to mention that Lynn Fritz did a really nice, was an honor for us to be interviewed by Lynn Fritz, and it was posted. And we don't have anything opposed to other radio stations because we think we all live in the community. We all, our taxes, we share, we're together, we eat at the same restaurants, we go to the same events. And we, being business owners and own, we don't, so it was on KKRN. And she's a licensed and family therapist that does these wonderful shows that highlight people. And it's called Exceptional Living. And so somebody had made a post like, they're doing KKR. I mean, in a way that like, I can't believe it. And the fact is that I think that's where we open our minds and we say, yeah, because we all need to be able to break bread. We see it's ever so imperative right now that we all matter. We matter in this life force as we move forward in our community. And, you know, just take a chill pill. It's all good. It's really great. We feel honored. And we encourage you to listen to the show. It gives you a real in-depth detail on how we started this station, about us. And I love that just got a wonderful email from somebody that said, you know, there's a stereotypical thing about how people, and I really appreciated from a gal, Marilyn, I won't go into her last name, but I replied to her this morning. I said, thank you for your kind words. It really matters. It means a lot. So Thank you for that. 7:54 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They've been with us since the day we started here on KCNR, which is going up 15 years. Well, 14. I keep saying 15, but, you know, we've been at it for a while. So thank you to Four Winds Jewelry, our jewelry store of choice, okay. 2225. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
There you go. We're here with Scott Borg, who is the president of the Reading chapter of Safari Club International. The dinner and banquet is going to be on the April 29th over at Wind River. The an amazing amount of amazing displays and amounts of raffle items and silent auction items and live auction items, hunts all over the world, photo safaris, you name it, it's there. Over 40 firearms were won last year in the raffle items or a live auction. All the fun, a lot of the fun stay here. Part of it has to go back to the national, of course. But other things you all do here, like hunts for disabled veterans and
yes,
veterans.
Yes, we support programs for hunts for disabled hunters, for veteran hunters, our youth pheasant hunt. We provide funds for that. Healing Waters, we support them because they'll take the veterans out on fishing trips, disabled veterans. So we try to, and then we give away to try and help different groups here. The 30% of our money goes to national, another 10% goes to the state level. And if you want tickets, you can find us at scireading.org. You know, just go on there. We've got flyers and ways to contact us.
Yeah, and this is a good event. It helps the conservation area. It helps kids programs. It helps scholarships, veterans, disabled veterans, and it's a good time. Good. So we have a really good time there. So scireading.org.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks, Scott, for coming in.
Thank you.
We have that one set of tickets we gave away. You know what? We've got another set of tickets to give away here for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Oh, absolutely. The Red Bluff Roundup, everybody. April's here. And before we know, we've got cool April nights. We've got the Red Bluff Roundup. We also, in the next segment, are going to be giving two tickets away for the KIXE Drive-Thru Barbecue. But right now, we're going to give two tickets away for Friday night. This is Friday, April 21st for the 7:00 p.m. Red Bluff Roundup. We've got a row of seats. We'll be there as well.
Yeah, we'll be waving at you.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the seats are, but it doesn't matter at 7:00 at night, so you're not going to have the sun on your face, but it'd be fabulous. Clear bag policy, gates open at 5. Of course, we like to get there early because we like to look at the booths and all that other stuff, but give us a call, 605-4567. Come join us on April 21st for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Okay. We still have a minute left here. Scott, you're a hunter.
Yes.
And where are some of the countries you've hunted in? I know that you've gone to other spots.
Yeah, British Columbia, Argentina, after Red Stag, Namibia, South Africa, and just beautiful places.
Yeah. Now, when you buy a ticket to the banquet, you can also join SCI. Is that correct?
Yes. And for those who have never joined before, there's a reduced price, $35 for the year, and that takes care of it. You get 4 magazine publications through the year, plus then they've got a newsletter that comes out every other month. So.
Yeah, there's things to it, and it's a beautiful magazine, by the way. Okay. Well, Scott, thank you very much. And when we come back after the news, we're going to have Sergeant Tim Renault from the Reading Police Department joining us. He has the neighborhood police units, and plus much more.
Well, you're going to hear a lot, and we're going to take calls, too, if you've got a question for RPD. Thanks for joining us in this first hour.
And we'll be right back after the news.
And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. He says the 34-count indictment against him is just another form of election meddling by the Democrats. After pleading not guilty in New York, former President Trump returned to his Florida home last evening, addressing a packed house of hundreds of supporters.
This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election, and it should be dropped immediately.
Well, that seems unlikely, as White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The next court date is December 4th, and the former president will again be expected to appear here in Manhattan. Prosecutors asked the judge to set a trial in January, but Trump's legal team is pushing for late winter or spring. That sets the stage for months of legal drama, with a possible trial colliding with the Republican primary schedule, as the former president, now a criminal defendant, campaigns for the White House. Greg Clugston, New York.
A transgender bathroom bill wins legislative approval in another red state.
A Kansas bill that would order that people use bathrooms and locker rooms corresponding to their gender at birth has cleared the Republican-controlled legislature. The state Senate voted 28-12 on Tuesday with one vote more than a two-thirds majority that would be needed to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's expected veto. It also would prevent people from changing their gender on driver's licenses. Keith Peters reporting.
Progressive Democrat Brandon Johnson will succeed Lori Lightfoot as the mayor of Chicago. Johnson, a former union organizer who was backed by the Chicago Teachers Union, defeated fellow Democrat, former Chicago school CEO Paul Vallas, who was backed by the city's police union, yesterday's mayoral runoff in Chicago. Stocks are lower on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down 13 points, the Nasdaq off 179, and the S&P trading 25 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Israeli police have stormed the Al-Aqsa Mosque complex in Jerusalem's Old City, firing stun grenades at Palestinian youth who hurled stones and firecrackers.
This is a pattern of events we've seen before, people barricading themselves inside the mosque and Israeli police going in. But I think the reason people are watching very carefully now is that it has the potential to spiral into a wider conflict. Rockets being fired from Gaza overnight, and also the Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. Militant groups in Gaza say several sites have been targeted by Israeli strikes since the clashes at Al-Aqsa.
That's the BBC's Lucy Williamson reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Poland now. It's a visit meant to thank a key ally in the war against Russia, and he'll also be meeting with some of the Ukrainians who have found refuge in the neighboring country. News and analysis, townhall.com. If you plan to travel outside the U.S. this fall, now's the time to get your papers in order.
The U.S. State Department says obtaining a passport could take up to 4 months due to a recent backlog of passports. The State Department says prepare for a wait time between 10 and 13 weeks to process a routine application. If you apply by mail, add 4 more weeks. Paying an extra $60 for an expedited application will still take 7 to 9 weeks. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Two trailblazing ride-hailing services heading toward uncharted territory. They're seeking regulatory approval to transport passengers around the clock in one of the most densely populated U.S. cities. In vehicles, will have no one in the driver's seat. If Cruz and Waymo realize their goal of winning regulatory approval before year's end, San Francisco would become the first American city with two totally driverless services competing against Uber. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie. Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Okay. I know it's childish. However, good morning.
Don't you have somebody like that in your life? Isn't there a family member? Or does that remind you of like a person, if you were to put associate somebody with a dog personality, that's a lab.
That's a lab.
That's me.
You know, yes, I do have somebody in my life like that. And I'm not going to say his name because he's listening right now. But he knows who he is. The Golden Doodle guy. Okay. Hey, it's 8:06 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Rated number one in their ratings from Medicare and Medicaid services by the Bullfrog Organization and others. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning, young man. And Linda's got the weather.
Hello, everybody. Okay, looks like we're going to have like partly cloudy with some sunny today with our highs of 62 and overnight lows of 41. It's currently 41, so our overnight lows are going to be like where we are right now. Now, tomorrow looks like that's Thursday. We got about 40% chance of showers with a high of 59 and overnight lows of 48. And according to this weather report, we have 100% of showers over the night. So on Thursday night, Friday, chance of showers once again, 50% with a high of 57, overnight lows of 51. And Saturday calls for chance of showers with a high of 60, overnight lows of 53. And Sunday, chance of showers once again. So the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business located in Anderson, 365-3793.
Discounts for seniors and veterans also. So we are here with Lieutenant Tim Renault, even though he pronounces his name wrong, and we've discussed it before. Hey, good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning.
Every time, you know what? You should plan on being on the show more often because every time I see you, you've been promoted.
A promotion.
Yeah, so I think you guys are good luck. So I'm going to come
more,
back here.
Two more times you're going to be chief.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah. Hey,
thank you for your service.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, and
bottom line.
Let's hear about you. You have really literally worked your way up through the ranks here. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I was born and raised in the Bay Area in Union City, which is near Fremont in between Oakland and San Jose.
In Fremont.
Fremont, yeah. So Union City is where I grew up and, started kind of law enforcement as an explorer, you know, a 14-year-old kid trying to learn law enforcement.
Was your family in it?
You know, my dad was in the Army. He was in the military and really wanted to get into law enforcement. At that time, they had a weight limit, and he couldn't weigh enough, so
he couldn't weigh enough.
Yeah, he tried to put on weight and couldn't do it, and so he kind of living his dreams through my brother and I. My brother's a police officer in Mountain View in the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. He has a few years left, and he's retiring. And we grew up across the street from an Oakland police sergeant, and we would see him drive his motorcycle home every day.
That was it.
Oh, that was it. We were hooked. I mean, nothing's cooler than a police officer on a motorcycle, right?
Yeah, those boots, helmet, those sunglasses.
Chips.
Packing heat. Yep.
Yeah, we were hooked. So that kind of got my brother and I started in it. And, we did the Explorers when we were old enough, and I got into loss prevention working for Raley's down in the Bay Area doing undercover you know, loss prevention security, which was probably the funnest job I ever had, walking on the store.
When you could actually have an impact,
right?
Right.
What's happening.
Yeah, I had a blast. I did that in the Bay Area, and I went to Las Vegas, worked a little bit out there in New Mexico doing loss prevention for Raley's. I came up to Redding and did loss prevention up here at the Raley stores up in Rebluff.
That was a career.
Yeah, it was actually.
I didn't realize that could be. Of course, it has to be because their loss rate is so horrendous.
Yeah, everybody complains about the prices of everything, and really, it's because of theft. You know, we were losing thousands and thousands and thousands.
And back then, you could actually have an impact on it. You know, from catching
people. You could stop somebody at the store for.
Right. Was it? Was a lot of it from the inside?
There was quite a bit on the inside. Mm. We could have a separate division just getting the employees, unfortunately. But yeah, when we would stop someone, you either took them to jail or we can also get restitution through the Raley's could find them. So you'd make money that way to recoup some of the loss you weren't catching. So yeah, that was fun. And then, you know, I moved up to Redding. I don't know how I got up here. I think my cousin was up here and drug me up here. I had a blast. And then I interviewed for the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. For a deputy, and this is back in 2002, and I got offered, we're going to hire you as a deputy. And then they called me back and said, no, actually, we're not going to hire deputies. We're going to hire this new thing called a correctional officer. And I said, well, what is that? Well, you do the same job in the jail, but get paid a lot less money. And I'm like, wow, that sounds great. Yeah, let's do that. So I was the sixth correctional officer back in 2002, and worked in the jail for a little bit, and then, ended up leaving the jail and working the house arrest program, so the ankle monitors and that type of stuff with inmates doing furloughs on the side of the road, cleaning up. And then I got a call from Antioch Police. I put in a bunch of applications, and a city called Antioch hired me. I said, okay, I'm going down to Antioch. And I worked down there for about 2.5 years, and then I got a call from Roger Moore, who was our ex-police chief. Mm-hmm. He was a sergeant at the time. Mm-hmm. Said, I want to hire you in Redding, and here I am, you know.
Where's Roger? Is he still here?
He's still here. He's doing all kinds of stuff up here. We see him. He looks great.
Yeah.
So
he's a good guy.
Great. All of our police chiefs have been good guys.
So before we started tonight, we'll today. Congratulations on, again, all your promotions that you've gotten. And we're going to be talking about, you know, what units and stuff that you now, what you're heading up, and kind of give our listeners a visual of that. But I wanted to say, that I thought it was, you say with a smile on your face. So you have this ingredient already in your makeup as a person that you can say, the scars on your head are from when you were a correctional officer in the jail.
Yeah, I mean, I got hired in, I think it was March of 2002 with the sheriff's office here, and I was very, grateful to get a job there, start my law enforcement career, and really learn what it was to be an officer. At that time, correctional officers were not sworn, and it was unusual. We didn't know it was different. You had deputies in the jail. You get hired as a deputy, you do 2, 3, 4 years in the jail, whatever it may be, and then you go on the streets. So they were going to hire correctional officers to try to get the deputies on the streets and save a little bit of cost. So we took that on, and it was exciting. And fortunately, I was involved in an incident in the jail where we had a couple guys in there, in custody for 3 different murders, and these guys tried to escape, and we kind of got an incident there where I was injured, but luckily recovered from it, and now I'm actually able to go out to give presentations on kind of like jail safety and will to survive type presentations to academy students at the academy. Because in law enforcement, you go through a bunch of critical incidents or see things that a normal person doesn't see on a daily basis. And to survive a 30-year career is tough. So if we can give them tools to, how to overcome some of that, I think it's useful.
Well, the tools, that would be interesting because I can't imagine. I'm a very visual person. So how do you take something that you've not only have felt accosted, been involved with all your training, visually seeing something, to not take that to bed with you and have this repeated visual trauma. So I'm sure there's all kinds of, things that you guys practice or how you teach somebody the tools. I find that part fascinating because of the pictures that we take as human beings and how that affects our physical chemistry.
Yeah, it's definitely something we're still learning. And, you know, even with our department, we lost a number of officers last year with stress-related claims, and that's a tough thing when, you know, when somebody sees something traumatic in their life, it happens maybe one time or two times, and we see this, I'm sure Carl knows from the military, yeah. It's the repeated stuff over and over and over, and it wears on you when you do a 30-year career, when you're involved in a critical incident or you know, a baby dies in your arms, and you have that, and like, all right, let's go to the next call. And so we always say that, you know, you're carrying a bunch of rocks in your backpack. Mm. We need to take some of those rocks mm-hmm. out. So that's something I work on. I'm one of the program managers for our peer support team, and we're working about the city just got a grant for $70,000 for wellness for officers and, you know, doing yearly checkups and trying to help our officers to get to their end of the career and then be able to enjoy it after.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, in the military, you know, when we're deployed, we're into that all the time. But the difference is after I do a one-year tour or a little bit later, longer tour, a little bit shorter tour in a combat zone, is we come back home and we're around our, you know, we're around our fellow officers and all this, just like you all are. And it's kind of our group therapy sessions there because we've all gone through the same thing. But policemen are out there 365 days a year, and you see this over and over and over again. You know, I could see where the peer related counseling, talking to your buddy. One of the things we told our people was ask your friend if you think there's a real problem here. Ask them, are you thinking about committing suicide? Asking the person a lot of times opens it up, and we can get help for them. We still have 22 veterans a day committing suicide, but in law enforcement work, but also a fire. Firemen are committing suicide at a higher rate. So it's just it's some way you've got to be able to offload that bag of rocks.
Right.
And I think that was a good analogy.
No, I think you said it right. I think people, I mean, sometimes you forget, you know, I mean, we all chose to be in this career, so you take that for what it is. But officers have the same, just like firefighters, we have the same problems at home that everybody else has. And then you also, people are calling you with the biggest crisis of their life, and they're expecting you to solve that. And then you go on to the next one, the next one. So just trying to find our ways to help our people.
Becoming so hardened to it that you are now, your emotions are just like, oh. Yeah, dead kid.
Right, exactly. So, it's definitely a work in progress. And with the retirement changing, the officers are working, you know, longer now. You know, it's changed to, you know, 57 years old. As in, when I started, it was 50 years old, you could retire. So, you know, this is for 7 years that we have to make sure we can get them through all that, too.
Well, I can tell you, my last combat tour, when I was running down the streets, I was 58 in Fallujah. And but that had been my life. But still, when you get to that age, things don't, you're not as fast. And what you rely on, though, is your time under the helmet and right. time in, you know, on the streets to help you and keep you safer Absolutely. On that. So anyway, okay, we got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. What's this mean? UC's got a separate division for insurance and a separate division for financial management. If you need a second opinion on your retirement plans, your 401ks, all the craziness going on in the stock market, how about your insurance? How about your homeowner's insurance when they start changing the rules because of where you live? Give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. And we do business with Judy Maxwell, and we're very happy. She treats all of her customers like true friends. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It is 8:22 in the morning here on the 5th of April. It's 36 degrees out there. It's going to be kind of really a nice day, except it's going to start raining here soon. I'm going to have rain later on this week, like 100% chance of rain. Enjoy the sunshine while you can. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. What's that mean? Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. It's a lot easier on the doctor, too. He can sit and manipulate all of these very precise instruments with enhanced 3D high-definition view also. That's only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Linda and I are here with Lieutenant Tim Bernault, who is one of the watch commanders. And we talked about his past, how he got here. Does bad weather make it easier? Like all the rain we've had, is it less crime, more crime? Or does it just kind of stay the same?
No, I think, you know, it definitely changes. You know, sometimes we get those stormy nights and we'll have people take advantage of that, you know, to sneak around at night. But, you know, it's funny. We had good weather. What was it last week? We had one good, yeah. You know, really, really nice day. and people were out, and there was all kinds of fights, and it was challenging for us. We're like, man, I guess people finally got out of the house and got to go out there and maybe drink a little bit too much and want to fight with the cops. So so you kind of see there and there. We definitely see it, you know, on the hot days. We see more stuff going on out there for us.
Fighting cops. I mean, I read a book one time, and there was I think it was in Chicago. It was back in the 30s, and a lot of the farmers and coal miners had moved up to Chicago, and they had very well known. There was groups of them. They were just cop fighters, you know. That I mean, if you started to arrest one, it was going to be a fight. Is it like that here? If you when you go to somebody, you go, oh, this is a guy that fights every time.
We do have habitual people that just that you know they're flagged in our system. Like, hey, this guy, he's not law enforcement friendly. So we try to prepare. I'll say our guys, you know, the officers work the same beat quite a bit, so they kind of get to start getting to know their area, know the people that don't play well with others sometimes. So we just make sure that we have, you know, strength in numbers, have more people there, and try to talk them down that way, de-escalate it, and get them into custody. But yeah, you do have people that are that's just something they're about.
Well, you used to have the CERT. You were in charge of the CERT teams.
Yes.
And in your future or in your past assignment, how has that helped?
Yeah, the CERT's been amazing, and I know you have our administration in here often. For the first time, we have, you know, four CERT officers, so two officer teams. So 6 days a week coverage has been awesome, and they're actually doing such a good job. You got all four of these officers that are part of our hostage negotiation team. They have all the de-escalation training. They're actually going to the mission with Jonathan Anderson and actually teaching de-escalation because they're dealing with a lot of the people that we're dealing with. So helping them, the staff, deal with people, they've been a game changer. Not, you know, for our calls for service, when we have someone that might be contemplating suicide, to be able to send a CERT team out there that is not on all tactical gear that can talk people off the ledge. And a lot of the people they deal with all the time, so they know them. They're on first-name basis. So their success has been huge. So I think it's one of the best investments we've done.
Now, 6 days a week, is that 24 hours a day, or so, just, it's like 12 hours a day?
Yeah, they're doing 10-hour shifts. You have a two-officer team that's Monday through Thursday, and the other team works Saturday. So what is it, Tuesday through Saturdays? So they're covering quite a bit. And I want to say they're like 11 to 8 or 11 to 9, you know. They're
so it's two officers and a mental health specialist.
Right. We're waiting for – we have one mental health specialist that is with one of the teams. We're waiting for the second mental health worker to come on for the other team. So this one mental health clinician we have, Nikki, kind of hops in between and helps out where she can. So,
but they're trained, and they're in civilian clothes.
Yeah, they're dressed quite a bit like you. You know, the button-down T-shirt and, you know, a pair of jeans and you know, they still have a bulletproof vest on underneath. You know, their weapons concealed, and they're driving an unmarked, you know, vehicle. So it's not as intimidating. So we're trying to do everything we can, and it's been very successful.
Because in many of these cases you deal with are people with mental problems.
Correct.
And either drug-related or alcohol-related, or they're just paranoid schizophrenia that you deal with. How, just in your experience, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but what percentage, 50, 60, 70% of the people you deal with have some kind of mental?
On a regular call, calls?
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to tell. You know, I will tell you, like when we, I think the, one of the times I came in here before, when we first started CERT up, our plan was to go through dispatch and find out those habitual callers that you can tell by the call for service that these people are probably suffering from some type of mental illness. Like, hey, there's someone up in the attic and he's talking to me over and over and they call 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. You know, we took those habitual callers and we handed it off to CERT. And we're continuing to do that, saying, hey, this person obviously can tell by what they're saying that they're suffering from something. And man, they have huge success stories that they're saying, we've got this person that's given us, you know, 1,000 calls for service, you know, a year, and we're now putting them in a program, and now they're on medication, and they're doing good, and they're back here, and we're not having problems.
But that's part of the, you know, I was surprised to hear, you know, I thought it was like, okay, talk them off the ledge, you know, and then you kind of went to the next one. But no, your CERT teams, you do follow up with these people.
Right, and that's what, before we had the CERT team, that's what the officers would do, you know, for lack of better terms. Yeah, they would talk them off the ledge and say, all right, so you're good. Or they would, you know, if they rise to the level of needing to go to the hospital for an evaluation, they would drop them off there. and leave.
Yeah.
Whereas mental health can bring them there, sit with them, get them hooked up with the right people, and then do the follow-up. And that's where the success is coming from is like, hey, this person now qualifies for this program. We're going to get them down to that program, drop them off, get them enrolled, and we'll keep checking on them. So that's where we're finding the just dumping somebody else. You're not really
being successful. Do you think we're going to see a time that you've got like six CERT teams?
You know, we thought that, you know, one CERT team was going to be everything we needed. And we're like, man, we're seeing a use for this. So nothing would surprise me. You kind of see what's going on in you know, the United States, that they're looking for different, you know, tactics and different ways as things evolve. We need to evolve. And so it wouldn't surprise me if more come in the future. There's nothing that's on hand that we're doing.
Nobody wants to see something end in violence or death.
No.
And so we being the police and our community, has got to find a different way to do this. And, you know, people say, I think a goal of getting 10% of the people off the streets, maybe even 5% off the streets into housing and jobs and all that. And, you know, people, it's only 5 or 10%. Yes, but that's 10% that are off the streets. 28, 30 people a year adds up.
Yeah, and CERT's been great about that. I mean, they go out to all these, if you follow the social media, they're going out there and offering the resources. And one of the ones that, you know, I'll have to give props to is Nation's Finest that helps the veterans, the homeless veterans. Oh. As soon as we find someone, we call them up. They're down there and they're getting them off the streets immediately. And if they want the help, you know, and that's the big thing is.
So one of the things I've done is I've complained I've illuminated some of the things that the VA has problems with. But I was just looking at their national statistics, and they have really, really stepped up at getting homeless veterans. I'm talking about the Veterans Administration, you know, at the federal level and all the help they're doing. They have really stepped up to get veterans off the streets, and along with Nation's Finest and these other programs that we have here, I mean, they've been spectacular successes.
Yeah, they definitely, none of our veterans should ever have, you know, they should have anything they need. We should be able to give it to them. And
you would think, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
8:30 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by the gang down at Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, my favorite place to hang out and hide. If Linda can't find me, she calls Tim and says, is he in there? And Tim goes, well, it depends how much I pay Tim. You know, $5 is, well, you know what? I thought I saw him. $10 is Carl who? And it goes that way. No, it's a great place to get a haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you can make it fit your schedule. 530-244-9478. Yes, it's man's last stronghold. I'm not ashamed of that. They're not ashamed of that. And it's right off of Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When 100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts, don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Reading chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to scireading.org. We'll see you there.
All right, welcome back to our morning, our Wednesday morning edition, the edition of KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott, how you doing over there, Carl?
I am.
Hey, I'm doing.
This portion of the show is brought to you by...
I don't have to think about that.
I am. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more.
You got tractor envy.
I do. You do it all. They do it local. Now, it's every type of machine you can think of. Think of if you've got like an acre of land and you want to make sure your fire ready this year. They've got the machines there, the small little tractors and backhoes and all those things that you can clear your property with, and so you feel a lot better. And you rent the trailer with it, use it all day, bring it back. They're happy. They'll show you how to use it. These are good people, a young couple. They're really cool. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can reach them at 530-221-6800. And yes, I drove the backhoe. I just need to get it out and dig. Yeah, I'm thinking about going to up and down the street, and I've said this before, with the backhoe and just dig holes in people's yards and see how long it takes for the police to get there.
You know, remember I was telling you that story yesterday that I met
There's
this
a guy with a backhoe, and Lieutenant Renault goes, I know him.
I met this gal yesterday, a nurse who was talking about, just offhand said, I gotta leave because I gotta go, scoop up horse poop. And I went, oh, you got a horse too? So we started talking and she's got two horses and she said, yeah, but you know, it's that time now. I've got a tractor. It just blew my mind. I've got a tractor and so, you know, I scoop up the poop every day. But this is how people talk, just like when you're at the doggy park, you know, you pick your poop up for the dog. It's just kind of like what you say the word, you don't think it's gross. Anyway, so she said, I scoop it up every day, but then there's these piles, and before the flies come, I'm going to have to put that, scoop it up in with my tractor into the trailer. Now, this woman is like a Nordic goddess. You know what I mean? She is, imagine, 6 feet tall. She's a bodybuilder and a nurse, and she's a horsewoman, just finding all this out about her, but... So when we think about tractors and we think about, you know, things like that, that's just not guy stuff, you know. There's some girls that really like to get behind, you know, the plowing and the lifting and the foraging and the digging and all that other stuff. So anyway, I thought that was really cool. She said, I got a tractor and I got to put it in my trailer and get it to the dump before the flies come.
We're here, I love it. We're here with Lieutenant Tim Renault, who every so often probably wishes he had a tractor.
That's true.
On
that's
the
true.
Streets. You know, when it was raining real hard, every one of these alcoves that were here on this street were filled with homeless.
Yeah.
And now it was just like for one day, but then the next day they were gone. So are there spots that you all say, okay, this area here we're going to have to take a look at?
You know, our community work program, they definitely get a lot of emails and you know, reports or complaints about these homeless camps. It's usually the bigger camps that they're focusing on. I will say I agree with you. I've passed by and see people underneath on my days off underneath doorways. Usually they're good at, you know, they get out of the weather and you leave them alone until they get a complaint and we move them along and there's not a whole lot of problems. But we have had a lot of the big cleanups, you know, and Mercy Canyon is kind of on our list of the next one, kind of behind Mercy Hospital. You had a fire out there not too long ago. And then obviously the, I would call it Miracle Mile or Masonic, is kind of the next one that's on the list. They have to do the proper notifications and work with the property owners. So there's a process to it. So
the underneath the bridge, that's over off of, right off the river.
Cypress Bridge.
Yeah, Cypress Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Right underneath the bridge, where they've done a major cleanup. So have we been able to do an accounting of how many are living on the streets now in Redding? Do we have like a rough number of?
They did a point in time count.
They did. I don't know what that number was, but they do that every year. They do the point in time count, and they get a number of unhoused. I will say that area that you're talking about has been a challenge. I know our community work program guys, and that was a unit I was part of, and I'm back doing patrol. But I know they go down there, you know, several times a week and offer resources, and you know, they'll post up to have them moved on. And I know we had worked with Fish and Game and tried to get, you know. It's weird because that's next to the river, and there's certain requirements we have to do because it could pollute the river, and there's a lot of red tape when it comes to some of that. You can't just put a bunch of boulders there. There's certain stuff about messing with the habitat of the salmon population and stuff like that. It's not as easy as you may think. So I know that's been a challenge area for that unit, and they're working with Fish and Game and some other allied agencies out there to try to figure that one out.
The chief came in with some statistics a while ago, and it wasn't thousands of pounds that's gathered of garbage and stuff. It's thousands of tons of garbage, needles, all of these things.
Yeah, and that's, when I was running that unit as a sergeant and a corporal, I want to say we were just under 1 million pounds, you know, of trash. And you figure, you know, that's all the stuff that would be, you know, going into our rivers and, you know, sitting in our parks and stuff like that. So I always told that community work program unit, it's sad that there's a reason to have a job for these people, you know, but if there wasn't, imagine what our community would look like. So I give them credit. There's three officers that are non-sworn and a sworn officer who's now a corporal that run that unit. And, you know, they deal with, you know, the canal behind, you know, City Hall between Crown Motors has been a big one. So every day they're out there.
The Cypress Street car wash in that area.
Yeah. So.
Hey, what's a typical day for your officers?
For what unit?
on your patrol division, they show up at.
Yeah, so, you know, so right now I'm the lieutenant for the weekday side, which is the Monday through Thursday. So I have three crews. There's a day shift, which is 6 a.m. to 4. There's swing shift that come in at 1 o'clock and they work till, what would that be, 11? And then there's the graveyard guys that come in at 8:30 at night and work till 6:30 in the morning. So each of those crews, they start their shift off with a briefing that usually lasts about 20 minutes or so. They have their sergeant or their corporal run the briefing and kind of give them all the highlights of the shift or the day before. So, hey, we're looking for this missing person. These are the vehicles that are out there. This is the areas you need to extra patrol because we're getting complaints. And they kind of get the game plan and they take off. There's a lot of calls for service in the city. I mean, we're over 90,000 calls for service a year. So these guys.
Ranging from there's somebody outside my door to this guy won't leave my business or
absolutely anything in between. So we're lucky.
I'm hearing shots fired.
Yeah. So and it's what's nice about some of the the hiring we've been doing, and I know the chief has covered it before, we have 7 people in the field training program right now that are getting ready to be solo officers on the streets within the next few weeks. There's 6 getting ready to graduate from the academy, 3 from Alameda County that graduate in May, 3 that graduate from SAC PD Academy in June, and then there's another one that just started the academy. So we're going to be, for the first time in a long time, fully staffed. So we'll have an 8th beat that they're making. Right now the city is divided for us by 7 areas.
Mm-hmm.
We're creating an 8th beat, so that'll drop the calls for service. That'll give us an extra officer on the shift each
which
day.
Which drops the response time.
Yeah, and that's huge. I mean, when you call the police, you want them there, you know, 2 minutes before
if I call the police, I don't call them for noises.
Right.
I call them because there's a problem. And I've never had to, except one time there was a guy shooting up in front of the house.
Oh,
and we called, and the guy eventually drove off, and police came around that time. But what really bothered me is kind of wobbling down the street in his car. So, anyway.
And that's what I think will help with having this 8th beat and these other officers on. You know, that the response times will go down. Having the CERT team on has been huge, because instead of officers sitting on a call of a person with mental health illness and, you know, sitting at the hospital, the CERT team can take that, and you still have that officer that can respond quicker to calls in their particular beat. So we're trying everything we can to get those response times down.
What is the response time now, do you think?
You know, I mean, back when we were...
At one time, it was like 12, 13 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was 13, 14 minutes for emergency calls. We cut that nearly in half, you know, which is still long. You know, and it changes.
But that depends on the call, too.
Right.
If you've got active shooter, I imagine people come screaming in from everywhere.
Yeah, you'll drop whatever you're doing and leave. So it all depends on what the call is. You know, someone will call the police and say, my car was broken into. Well, then something will come out, have a domestic violence, as this guy is beating his wife. Well, that bumps that priority. That's now priority 1, and that burglary gets pushed back down. That's where the service officers help
us. Yeah, the community service officer can come in and take those reports.
Right, and that's what's nice having them. When I started in 06 here, we had a bunch of service officers, and then we had the layoffs. Now we're back to, you know, full staff with service
officers. Knuckles. Remember her?
Yep, Officer Knuckles.
Yep.
Absolutely. We were hit and run coming back from, it was right before Martini's with Santa, because I remember exactly where it was, and I had my black SUV Lexus, and somebody just sideswiped us at an intersection.
Officer Knuckles. Tehama and Court.
Right over the by Rite Aid. We were coming back, because I remember we got olives from the place in Corning.
Yep.
And we were bringing it back. Anyway, long story short. Now, before we take a break, hurry up. We've got these tickets to give away for the Red Bluff Roundup Friday, April 21st for the 7 o'clock show. Give us a call. And
at 7 p.m.
7 p.m., yep. And then we have the KIXE PBS Tri-Trip Drive-Through Luncheon at the KIXE Studios. Where
you can $15 ticket
11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's Thursday, April 20th. So you can
drive through and pick it up.
Not the tickets are not going to the same caller. So we've got the Red Bluff Roundup on Friday, the 21st, at 7 p.m. And then another caller, give us a call at 605-4567. Let's see if you listen to what I said. All right, another caller for the drive through lunch for KIXE. That's April 20th.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. They have just opened up a Northern Firearms gun shop on Rhyolite Drive, 11091 Rhyolite Drive. That is right across the street from Waterworks. And they've got a great selection of firearms, ammunition, all the accessories right there for Northern Firearms. So, but of course, Northern Firearms Instruction, their classroom is right there for the best teaching, the best instruction when it comes to concealed carry. We'll be right back.
All right. Riding around in the freezer, it's all right. If you live the life you please, well, it's all right. Doing the best you can, well, it's all right.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Tulum would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Gather your friends and family and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Sunday, April 9th for our Easter special inside the Seasons restaurant. Enjoy a delicious meal of honey barbecue pork chops served with some of your favorite sides. This special will be available for $21 with a River Club card from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Reservations suggested.
For reservations or more details, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could Wiz on a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts, don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. I was dancing to my song. Stop it. Stop judging me.
I'm not. I'm
you
just,
were judging me. Did
no,
you see
I did. I'm here I did. Lieutenant. I looked at the finger pointing in the air and thought, oh, God, it's so, it's a little like, you know, what's his name? William Macy in,
Wild Hogs.
Yep. That's, but you've got your own rendition of it that probably he should. It makes him look like
today.
A great, like, it makes like Baryshnikov.
I want her arrested. You heard her. You're my witness. That was domestic violence right there. Domestic violence. Our guest is Lieutenant Tim Renault. He is one of the watch officers at Redding Police Department. And let's move over to the cameras. Now, you're still... they're still under study right now and in that process, and you've got two separate camera systems that you're looking at.
Yeah, we still have, I think there's 8 or 10 officers that are doing the kind of demo phase of it, because we want the officers to get used to them, give us feedback, because we want to make sure that we pick the right model or brand that's going to be right for our department and for the city. So we got good feedback on this brand that we have right now, and then we're getting ready to start the next one and let them do a little demo phase. They're still shooting for, I think, July 1 to be live with the department.
Yeah, I think that's what Chief Schuler said, July 1st.
So I think we're still on track for that, and so far the officers that are using them are liking them, and it's helping out. So it's just a little bit of an adjustment. Some of the guys that are using them, some of the officers have used them at other agencies, their laterals, mm-hmm. and so they're able to educate us on in the functions of them. And then you have some officers that have never used them, so it's a little bit of an adjustment to know that, hey, I got to turn this thing on, and I have to download it this way. So it's a little bit of an adjustment, but we're getting there.
Your new guys coming out of the academy, they're all trained with the cameras, right?
You know, I don't know what they do that training in the academy, because you're when you go in the academy, you're having different agencies all crammed in one. Some have body cameras, some don't. But it'll be second nature to them. I mean, they'll start their career with one, whereas you have a lot of people here that, you know, you're 15, 20 years in and have never had one, so it's a big adjustment.
I forgot to turn it on. Yeah. That's the one that I think would be the big one.
That's the challenge.
I forgot to turn it on.
Yeah, so we have the policies in place, and so far everything's to be working good.
What's the feedback you're getting?
Like I said, the officers seem to like them, and it's helping, what's helping us in my level, and again, I'm different. I'm not on the streets as much as I used to. Is complaints that come in. Sometimes people will call and complain that officer did X, Y, and Z, and you're able to pull up that video and say, well, that's not quite what happened. So it's helping with the complaint area for us, and it definitely helps with the remembering for the officers. There's a lot of stuff that happens very quick on a call, and you're like, man, I can't remember.
Do they review it before they write the report?
They can review that, especially on big cases. You want to review that to see the circumstances. And you know, like I said, you might be looking one way, not realizing what's happening, and you have multiple officers there seeing different things.
And that's the thing is you can have four different officers there all with cameras recording everything, but they don't see what's going on with them. Maybe that one specific officer that sees a gun or a knife and yells, and maybe nobody else even saw it.
Right. So, like I said, we're still learning. We're still going through the process, and then they're – you know, we talked about, I think, one of the times the chief or maybe Lieutenant Schmidt was on the show, talked about the redaction purposes of it. So they have to understand how that works. Like if you go into someone's house for a call for service, you know, you have to be able to redact certain things in the house and addresses and, you know, pictures on the wall. So there's a lot that goes into – it's not just, hey, you just put on a body camera and you're good to go. There's the cloud space. There's a lot of stuff involved in it.
Well, the fact – you know, that was one of the things I was kind of – concerned about was redaction, how long that would take, and how many people you have to hire. But now the software with the camera takes care of a lot of it, but you still have to have somebody in there.
Yeah, I think one of the companies that the officers have been using now, that's part of the, I believe, the service is number one. The cloud storage is always the biggest, most expensive part of it, and the redaction. So I think the company does a lot of the redaction themselves, which helps us a lot, saves us on that part of it when it comes to personnel. Instead of having four or five people that have to sit there and redact everything, this company does that part. So that helps us out a lot, too, if we choose that route, which we'll see what happens.
All right. So I have a question, finally, as we close up our morning with you. And just because I know I'm not alone, and now that you've had your promotion, and tell us what happens for you today. Like, give us a day in the life of your work today.
Well, you know, my day, I'm probably not the best person to ask. It's not the most exciting like it used to be.
Well,
after I get to do today's show, because it only goes down from here. You can't get any better than this. So I might as well just go home.
You're good.
Sounds good.
You're good.
All right. You get a piece of pie after this. All right.
Okay. You know, it's funny because my day is a little different. Like, one of the things I've also run on top of doing the watch commander for the streets is I'm also in charge of, like, fleet. So all of our patrol cars, trying to find vehicles and have them up and running for our officers. So I'll be working on fleet for a little bit.
It's important.
We believe it or not. One of the most challenging things is find patrol cars. We found three in Michigan the other day that we had to buy because there was no patrol cars here.
Oh, my goodness.
We've been waiting 18 months to 2 years to get a patrol car.
Now, does anybody know that on the street? So that's really important information.
Kind of patrol cars, though?
In the whole work and the whole operational aspect of what it is to be fully functional.
I'll sell you my Mercury.
It's just
we'll take it.
I'm just saying that's really cool.
You have to leave our bumper sticker on.
Okay.
Go ahead. Are you all looking for the SUVs?
Yeah, you know,
mainly now
we're looking for whatever we can find. Believe it or not, I think we're finding more. They last longer a little bit when you're doing the Ford, Explorers and the Tahoes. So we can't find them. We finally found three. The chief was able to find three in Michigan that they're going to be here Monday. Now you got to outfit them, and there's a lot of money that goes into that. So working on that a little bit. And actually, it's a pretty fun day today because we're going over to the California Highway Patrol to do an awards for I think there's like six or eight of our officers for stolen vehicle awards for recovering a certain amount of stolen vehicles. So we're going to have a kind of a, cool. like a celebration for those guys. And then tomorrow's our yearly award ceremony for officers for like Officer of the Year and Supervisor of the Year. So it's kind of a good week with celebrating some of our officers when you have some challenging stuff. It's nice to have a week that you can go out there and thank them and shake their hand and for the good work that they're doing. So
do the you don't even think about that for fleets. Now, do the younger ones get the get just regular cars?
It's funny you say that because I remember when I was in Antioch.
Not trying to set you up, I promise.
No, as a young officer, the sergeant would grab keys from the top, the middle, and the lower, and the old guys would just throw you the oldest POS they had because they knew you were going to wreck it. If anybody's going to wreck it, it's the new guy because you don't know how to drive. So, yeah, we usually, it goes kind of by seniority. And, I think you being here longer, you have the seniority to have the better car.
I want the one that I can step down
right
out of carrying all this equipment as opposed to having to fight my way up out of it.
Yeah, there's certain people that, hey, I like the Tahoes, some like the Explorers, and some do like the Chargers. So, it's a little bit of both. Kind of, we try to get people in the right car, but sometimes it goes by seniority. So
we really appreciate law enforcement. And the reason I say that, and I'm sure many of our listeners, that in order to have, it's important to follow rules. There's rules for a certain reason. We think about what happens in the air, like what's happening in airlines and flights, and people have forgot about the standard rule of what it is to just be considerate. And then I equate that to, you've got to follow rules when you're driving. If you don't, you get a ticket. You've got to follow rules when it comes to paying taxes or certain rules that you must follow in life. And so it's not always easy to be in law enforcement to help people to understand these, that rules are in place and we will enforce them. And so we really appreciate the people who are those people who have come forward to give your life to this work. It's not easy. I'm sure sometimes it's not fun. So we commend you and thank you.